A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 to 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandments of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from the korban, meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father and mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. I am on vacation from the mission in Cuba, visiting family and friends in Denver, Colorado. So I happened to be here last Sunday when the National Football League of the United States held the annual Super Bowl tournament to determine the champion team of American football, not the soccer football, American football. And although I'm not really a serious fan of the sport, I did wind up watching part of the ceremony of presenting the victory trophy, the Vince Lombardi trophy, to the winning team, the New England Patriots. It looked every bit like a religious ritual, with a famous football player entering with the trophy and passing down a lineup of the players who were victorious as they approached the main stage. And as each champion player touched or kissed the football trophy on its way to be presented to the team owner, and then to the coach, and then to the quarterback, hero player, any good Catholic, I thought, might have seen signs of a kind of a Catholic procession, like a statue or a relic being reverenced by the people in a procession on its way to an altar. It looked so religious. We do love our rituals and traditions, whether in the sports arena or at church. And perhaps there's nothing really wrong with that. Perhaps, I say, because in today's gospel, Jesus reprimands any Pharisaic behavior that puts all these human traditions and rituals, you know, in there, it puts them in their place. First and foremost is God's commandment of love, even above our laws and traditions and our rituals. This tradition of washing hands mentioned in the gospel, it's not as important as loving one's parents, he says. By the way, I understand that there's no text in the Old Testament that actually requires the hand washing before eating. it became, in the first century Palestine Judaism, the tradition, not the law, until they make it the law. It's easier for us to observe such religious customs and keep all sorts of devotional practices rather than observe the commandment to love, love of God and neighbor. Catholic traditions and rituals, just like football ceremonies, are lovely. Perhaps there's nothing really wrong with them, but they are useless if we forget that a clean heart is much more important than clean hands.